I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Partly sunny, warm and breezy today. Expect a high around 84 degrees. South winds blowing at 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts near 40. That's prompting a wind advisory that takes effect at 10 o'clock this morning. A group of Illinois House Democrats says they're willing to meet with Governor Bruce Rauner to talk about a budget. But House Majority Leader Barbara Flynn Curry says she can't get a response from the governor. Curry says House Democrats are trying to do what they can to fulfill a constitutional responsibility to put together a full-year budget.
We think it's unconscionable to contemplate a third year without a budget. There are vulnerable populations that aren't covered by court orders and consent decrees. We are willing to meet with the governor. We're willing to consider off-budget items.
Curry says her group is willing to even talk about tax freezes, workers' compensation reform, and other ways to make Illinois more business-friendly. Governor Rauner says House Democrats are trying to distract from the Senate's attempts to reach a compromise budget deal. SIU President Randy Dunn has revealed more information about a search for a new chancellor on the Carbondale campus. In an email to the campus community yesterday, Dunn wrote that one of the originally named finalists, Carl Pinkert of the University of Alabama, has now withdrawn his name from further consideration. The remaining finalists, Oakland University President George Hind and interim SIUC Chancellor Brad Caldwell, are staying in the pool. They say they'll make themselves available for individual interviews with the Board of Trustees. Two additional candidates have also agreed to be interviewed by the trustees. They are Rodney Scott Hanley, who is Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs at Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee, and Carlo Montemagno, the Professor of Chemical and Materials Engineering at the University of Alberta in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. The incumbent for a number of concurrent directorships, including founding director of the Ingenuity Lab for the province of Alberta. They'll also make one-day visits to the Carbondale campus as soon as possible. Trustees decided last week that because of continuing differences of opinion surrounding the recommendation for chancellor, they'd personally interview Caldwell and Hind, along with the newly added finalists. The U.S. Department of Education is looking at SIU's Department of Athletics for a Title IX complaint. Brad Palmer has more.
A spokesperson for the Education Department says its Office for Civil Rights opened an investigation about 3 weeks ago. The Education Department says the investigation involves potential discrimination in Saluki Athletics. Director of Athletics Tommy Bell issued a written statement that reads, "His office is working with the Office of Civil Rights to provide all information needed to resolve the situation. Because of the ongoing investigation, the Office for Civil Rights and Bell say they can't comment any further right now." The investigation comes on the heels of a January decision by SIU Athletics to eliminate its men's and women's tennis programs as part of the department's cost-cutting measures. I'm Brad Palmer.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller.